all evidence has now been provided to the Public Accounts Committee, and evidence has been given by both myself and the Chief Executive Officer, so there is no longer a need to do so as all evidence is now public. At the time of the rebuttal, we had not been invited to give evidence. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
I'm feeling that that's a bit of an excuse, really, from the Minister. You've said it on more than one occasion that you will publish a point-by-point rebuttal. On the Manx Radio website on the 6th of April, it clearly states David Ashford, speaking to Ewan Gourne, says his department will be issuing a complete rebuttal and has a timeline of events to about Dr. Glover. Minister, please provide for the Isle of Man public what you said you will provide and put it in the public domain.
I will state again exactly what I said, and the Honourable Member has referred to the Manx Radio interview on the 6th of April. If she goes back and listens to that interview, she will also hear again me state that I hope the Public Accounts Committee will call us forward to give evidence to actually put the record from the department's point of view. That invitation then came to me, as I can tell, on the 15th of April. As I have said many, many times, as far as I am concerned, We have given everything we can in public. She refers to the interview with Paul Moulton. We spent 20 minutes on that topic. That was a public interview where many points were covered. I've spent 30 minutes on this issue with the Public Accounts Committee. There was a press release issued on the 17th of April addressing other points that weren't covered in either of those as well, Mr. Speaker. And while I always welcome the advice from the Honourable Member for Onchan, ultimately I will decide what I say in public.